suppose, I don't know whether we have to go through the introductions, honorable members. We did introduce ourselves before, but time and again we are joined by new members. I can only ask the officials from the department to introduce themselves. On my right, all these are members of the Select Committee, Social Services, which is composed of five departments: Health, Human Settlement, Social Development, Home Affairs, and Water and Sanitation. I'm the chairperson of the committee. We were supposed to start our meeting initially at 10, but shifted it to 11. By the time now, what is your time now?
10 to
12. 10 to 12. And at 2, the meeting was supposed to end at 1. We were told, we got your apology that you were delayed by the flights. But the feeling of the committee is that you had an option to come a day before, like yesterday, if really you took this meeting serious. You could have come yesterday so that you are not inconvenienced by the flights, because you don't have control over them. They don't have control. It depends on the weather. How is the weather? I was saying to members that, which is something that you know better than I do, in terms of project management, you put a risk plan in place to say, what if flights are delayed? I'm using this specific example. Can we go a day before? So the feeling is that we cannot continue with this meeting. Reason being that most of us are new in this committee. Just for you to present and go, it will not serve the purpose. It's not serving the purpose. The purpose of this meeting is for you to present. We engage with report. We advise where we can. I'm sure you know the status of the report very well, more than we do. We do know that there are some serious challenges in terms of the department. You know that some of the provinces are under administration, Section 100. For me, I will take these exercises very serious, because the aim from our side is to assist you, to make sure that you are off that those challenges, and the provinces run normally like any other department. And the second matter is that we feel that we're being undermined as a committee. We can't be waiting for you. We've got a number of responsibilities or commitment. Just this morning, we attended two meetings. We're coming to this meeting. We still have meetings. In the afternoon, we've got a plenary sitting. So if we start now at 12, we will not make it. If you understand the district health system, and I've seen your presentation is a very long presentation, and if you were to allow members to engage with the presentation, it will not do justice to this. So the feeling of the committee is that we call off the meeting, because we're not going to do justice on this. But as administrators, unfortunately, I did not give you time to introduce yourself, but I know you know what I'm going to say now. These constitute a fruitless expenditure, if I'm correct, because we spend money on the flights to come to Cape Town and do nothing. We spend money on the catering we've just ate and to do nothing. Come sit here and do nothing. It's a fruitless expenditure from the government side. It's money that could have been used for other things, or fruitfully. So that is the position of the committee. We are calling off this meeting. We are going to, for your information, we are going to write a letter to the minister and register our dissatisfaction on the conduct of the department. and really assert it in the first meeting. I thought I was understood well, that we don't want to be taken for granted. That was referring to AMA presentation, that you don't send AMA presentation or documents a day or two before the meeting, then expect the meeting to take place, because you know members will not have time to go through those documents. But in this case, we can't be sitting here waiting for you. You present and you go. So what? We can allow you to present, but still we're not serving the purpose of the meeting. So this is the position of the committee. We are calling off the meeting, and we will reconvene, because it's important that we meet. In our next meeting, can you please prepare also? We'll try to arrange more time, and we're hoping that you'll come a day before. We'll want to have a status report of those troubled provinces. Maybe that report must come even before you come, so that we go through the documents and see where we can assist, so that when you come, maybe we may have some recommendations on where we want to intervene. Our role, as you know, that is to do oversight. We don't do oversight on the table or in boardrooms. We have to go to those troubled provinces. All these members, I'm sure you know that members of the NCOP are from provinces. Then we have interests of provinces at heart. So we can't sit back and say things are well while other provinces are struggling in terms of health system. And it's a very serious matter. Those of us who are coming from the provinces, we know, not doing well. So we can't sit back and pretend as if things are going well. So that is the take from our side as a department. We thought it will be rude of us just to leave before you come. Let's wait for you, communicate our message, and call off the meeting. I don't know who is. Should I give the parliamentary officer time just to say a word or two, or one of you? I don't know. The remedy. Say something, then we call off the meeting.
Good morning, honourable members. Firstly, let me say my name is Tiny Rennie. I'm the head of corporate services in the National Health Department, and I was also the administrator of Limpopo Health. I'm with Mr. Morewane, the chief director for District Health Services. The two colleagues that are still on the way is the chief financial officer, Mr. Fanemeve, and the DDG for primary health care, Ms. Janet Hunter. The DG, we would like to apologize profusely for this unfortunate outcome of the meeting. The DG sent her apology because she had to go to a meeting with Treasury. She had wanted to join us today in the meeting. So we will convey the message of the chairperson and the committee to the minister, and we are willing to come back, and we are very sorry, ma'am. It was not deliberate. We could have come last night, yes. Thank you.
Committee Whip.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I am Honorable T.K. Mamporo, the committee Whip, as the chairperson has indicated. I think, Chairperson, you've put it very clear to the department that we are calling off the meeting. We don't want to engage what they are presenting to us. They ask us to go back, do what is best for the department. They can't keep us waiting for them, whereas at the first time we were not also happy about how they sent the documents for the meeting. Thank you very much.
Okay, I think that is where we end our meeting. I do not want to come to the department and talk about management issues. I was saying earlier to the committee members, we don't want to conclude and say that is why the department is not performing well. Because time management is a very serious management issue. Very serious management issue. If your planning is not good, the outcome is not good. So we don't want to conclude that. We'll give you a benefit of a doubt. You did not take it serious, and these are the outcomes now. We're hoping that next time we'll be better prepared. We are going to communicate the date of the next meeting, but just bear in mind, we've wasted money that we could have used it for other things. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned until next time. Thank you. Thank you.